look at the U.S. drone assassination program called the Drone Papers, exposing the inner workings of how the drone wars wage, from how targets are identified to who decides to kill. They reveal a number of flaws, including that strikes have resulted in large part from electronic communications data or signals intelligence that officials acknowledge is unreliable. We spoke to Jeremy Scahill, co-founder of The Intercept, one of the lead reporters on the series.
One of the most significant findings of this, and my colleague Cora Currier really dug deep into this, is we published for the first time the kill chain, what the bureaucracy of assassination looks like. And what you see is that all of these officials, including people like the Treasury Secretary, are part of signing off on all of this, where they have these secret meetings, and they discuss who's going to live and die around the world. And at the end of that process, it is the President of the United States who signs what amounts to a death warrant for whoever they've decided should die.
The kill list is what Jeremy Scahill is talking about. Clive Stafford Smith, as we wrap up, your response.
Well, it's something that just horrifies me that, you know, I voted for President Obama twice, and yet every Tuesday they have Terror Tuesday, where there's a PowerPoint display in the White House, and they decide, much like Nero did back in the Colosseum in Rome, whether to give the thumbs up or the thumbs down for human beings who we're just going to murder around the world. And, you know, it begins with terrorism, but it'll move on. The British, horrifyingly, have already got a list of people that on their list in Afghanistan where they're saying they're going to kill pedophiles, for goodness sake. I mean, where does this end, that we just murder people worldwide? I mean, we plan to do a lot to publicize that in the upcoming months.
When did you learn that Britain has a kill list to begin with?
It was only a couple of weeks ago. Frankly, I'm very pleased, because when both the Brits and the Americans are doing it, we can illustrate the folly of both instead of just picking on the U.S.